Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. So since man's fallen to sin and therefore into the dust of the earth, he has wrestled with the question of what is good. It's a philosophical question. It's a cultural question. It's a personal question, and it's an ethical question. It's a theological question. And all the angles of what is good are as colorful and mixed up as a bag of Skittles, if you will. So we get to taste the rainbow. We get to taste the goodness. We even get to taste that strange congealing of all the flavors of all the Skittles we shove into our mouth. And yet, despite this ambiguity, we sit comfortably and cozy with these good shepherd hymns, the green pastures and the quiet waters of the good shepherd. Psalm 23 is perhaps our most favorite psalm, maybe even the psalm that we only know. It's the most well-known psalm, even if you don't really know the Bible much at all. It's a standard psalm for the funeral liturgy that we have in our hymnal. And St. John confirms in our gospel lesson that Jesus, the God-man cradled in Bethlehem, is indeed the good shepherd who cradles us in safety and peace. But really, what does it mean that Jesus is the good shepherd? That is the question. Because the Lord didn't say in English, I am the good shepherd. And whether it was said in Aramaic or Hebrew or Greek, that's immaterial. For us, we are given by the Holy Spirit, revealed by the Holy Spirit, the Lord's breathed out word, this New Testament word that comes to us in the language of the Greek. And the word translated as good is kleos. Jesus is not just the good shepherd, he is the kleos shepherd. Now, many people in this life will consider good the various things that people do. The general public will look at good in a variety of ways. But good people, if you will, are generally seen by the public as those who go to work from 8 to 5 or all day. They are people with affection and they care for others, for their family and for their friends. There are people who are willing to watch their neighbor's dog or take out his trash or mow his grass or shovel his snow. There are people who are not afraid to take action when someone is in bodily danger or need. They may even help get a lost child home or a terrified animal back to his owner. There are these people who volunteer in their community and they respect the rights and the property of other people. These are the good people, so our society says. But as good as a person is in doing all of those nice things, what the world deems as good, they would never be kleos people. This is the distinction that we must make and keep in mind. There is, on the one hand, the tender and romantic notion of the good shepherd, equal to the way the general public views goodness. It sort of thinks that goodness of the shepherd is located primarily and solely in his affection for his sheep. And so, a good shepherd, perhaps a good parent, is one who likes the fun parts of being a parent, of shepherding. He enjoys the child or the sheep, that is, as long as the sheep or that child is enjoyable. He holds that child as long as that child perhaps doesn't cry or poop, because if he does, he's certainly being given over to his mother. He loves the child because everything is going smoothly. He is affectionate as long as he is affected favorably. Now, certainly, don't misunderstand. The New Testament does reveal that God is one who has a deep and abiding affection for you, His children, His sheep. He does love you as a dad loves his son. He loves you as a husband loves his wife. He does love you as a fellow soldier loves his buddy in the trench warfare. He does love you as a friend loves his co-workers. He loves you in all the ways that humans love. But then here's the point. He also loves you with a greater love than any human love could love. He loves you, therefore, without self-interest or self-gratification or self-pleasure. He loves you without worry or fear. There is nothing wrong with seeing Jesus as a lover of little sheep, a caretaker who takes pride in holding and caring for you, his own. And yet, as true as that is, it probably misses the mark of what St. John is really trying to tell you when he says that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. For Jesus is not saying, "I am the lover of little sheep." He is saying, "I am the Kleos Shepherd." Jesus is saying, "I am the right one for you. I am the proper one for you. I am the only one who is truly for you and precious to you." For no one else can bear the title of Good Shepherd except for Jesus. All shepherds who came before him are shadows of him. And all shepherds who came after him are echoes of him. Kleos literally means good and right, fitting and proper, honorable and fine, beautiful and precious. It means that he is for you and you are worthy of, it means for you and worthy of your ear, worthy of your heart's devotion, worthy of your body's time that you are sitting here in church, worthy of your soul's meditation, whether in word or in him. He is the best shepherd there ever was, there is, and there ever will be for all eternity. And this shepherd today sets himself apart from all other shepherds. He is in a class of his own. He denies the claims of false shepherds, those hired hands, those who are in it for the money, for the power, for the fame, for the prestige, for the recognition of being a shepherd. For if you are a shepherd, one who slings stones, perhaps like King David, or has a good 40-year ministry like Pastor so-and-so, then you are an under-shepherd. You are loved and forgiven by those you loved and forgave. You shepherd not your sheep, but you shepherd the sheep of the great shepherd, the one who has entrusted you with the care of his sheep, this Kleos shepherd. This one who feeds you, his sheep, and the under-shepherds with his goodness, with his flesh, and with his blood. And though Jesus is perfect, right, and good in a moral sense, his claim of goodness, or that his goodness does not emanate or come from his morality of being what we would consider good. And here it is. His claim and his teaching as the Kleos Shepherd comes from purely self-sacrifice. In other words, it's what he says in the text. The Good Shepherd, the Kleos Shepherd, is precisely good because he lays down his life for his sheep. The center of goodness is found in those precious words, "I lay down my life for my sheep." He is good because he gives up his life for all who the world deem and we by our sinful mouths and hands declare unworthy of life, unworthy of love or care. He gives up his life, and he is good because he would strangely love the unlovable. He is good because he is unbroken, yet he is broken, and yet he is broken for those who blindly think that they are unbroken. He is good because he sacrifices his entire life to those who are wretched, and those who wrestle with demons and lose, and those who wander away from his fold and are left for dead by a world and a creation that ironically claims goodness by the sense of merit, but fails often to carry it out. Jesus is the Kleos Shepherd, the Good Shepherd, because he will take that which is broken. He will take that which is unlovable and unreliable, that which runs away, and he will reconcile them into one flock, into one pasture, where all these black sheep, you and I, these black sheep come to have their wool washed in the blood of the Lamb and made white as snow. This is the character and true nature of this noble shepherd, precisely fit for his purpose, honorable, right, and worthy of your praise. All of that is confessed in that one word, kleos, good, right. Now don't misunderstand, I'm not against, I do not speak against this serene and peaceful and tranquil image that John 10, this Good Shepherd chapter, evokes in our heart and our mind. It's important that you know that your shepherd is gentle and tender, safe and snug. But at the same time, you must understand that if this is all that pervades your thoughts about the Good Shepherd, you've missed the point. You have missed the central meaning of what it is good, that your shepherd is good. For the goodness of your shepherd is most concretely found in sacrifice, in giving life and resurrection in the night of darkness and death. Again, this is not to say that a cute, cuddling shepherd carrying you his sheep in his arms is not biblical or without warrant, because it is biblical and it is with warrant. But to put it bluntly, and this is hard for those of us who have grown up on a singular tone and image of this good shepherd as an affectionate friend, this one who walks with me and talks with me and tells me that I am his own. For in the end, what I need is not so much as affection, but I need redemption. I don't necessarily need affection, but I need rescuing. I don't necessarily need affection, but I need this incarnate fleshly love that lays itself down for me. I say this, and I'm sure that you are with me, that because at the end of the day, when your life is falling apart, perhaps when your child or your wife or your friend dies, when perhaps staring at the empty end of a bottle or into the barrel of a gun, what you need is the shepherd that lays down his life, that you need not take your life into your own hands. That when death's cold, sullen stream rolls over you, that you have a shepherd who will resurrect your life and give you immortal breath. You know, we have heard his voice. We know that he is the good shepherd by his Spirit. We have heard him call our names through holy baptism and wrap them in this regenerative water and flood of grace. We have heard his promise in him, and we know also his Father. We know the Father because of the Son. And the charge that the Son was given by the Father was simply this, that he laid down his life for the sheep. And he did it. He's done it. It's been fulfilled. He has done this labor of love for all you, his sheep, who wander into sin, into shame, and into sorrow and self-denial. He is good precisely because he lays down his life, and he loves our life through it all. And though it is broken into a million pieces that we cannot put back together, He resurrects our life no matter how deep a grave of sin and death we have laid it in. He is Kleos. He is good. He is right and he is perfect. He is precious. And he is the one who has laid down his life and he has picked it up again in the resurrection of the dead. For he is indeed risen. Alleluia. In the name of Jesus, amen.